episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Good evening, Roro.
Good evening, Rick. Rick and Roro. Saturday the 31st of May 2025. Rick and Roro 33 on truthmeets.com.
Wow. How are you, bud? That's a bit spooky.
It's a bit spooky. 33, the greatest number there is in the universe. We'll get to that. I'll ask you how your week, but my week has been tumultuous. Is that the right word? Tumultuous? Tumultuous, yes.
I think Rollo's week is more interesting than my week as far as disasters go. Disasters and successes. Yeah, my microphone's not going to sound big. I may unplug it later and just talk. We'll see how we go for now. This is a very cheap pair of headphones I'm using, but that usually works, usually sounds quite good.
Sounded good so far.
Okay.
So,
let's go back Monday. What happened on Monday, Rollo?
Rosie was, I'll go into the warts and all. It was blood and mucus coming out of her backside. And it was horrible, and she was listless, and it was a few days. Yeah, I think you're gonna have to change that headphone, or it's not working.
Not working at all.
It is, but it's half working. Yeah, just try another. The other one.
I'll just talk to you like this. Does this sound the same?
That's perfect.
Okay. I'm now talking without a microphone.
Yeah, so it was a pretty rubbish, and then we finally bit the bullet, took her to the vet, and surely it couldn't be that bad, but it was. It was a big, huge. She had to have, cut the long story short, a hysterectomy, which is a big operation for a 10-year-old dog. So they had to take her woman's parts out, and she wasn't hysterical, but, in the past, you know why they called it a hysterectomy? They take
women were getting hysterectomy.
Yeah, and they would take their, they take their woman parts out to calm them down. But, that's just, something from time gone past.
Well, at least three people I know have had that operation.
Yeah, well, this is it's a big operation for a 10-year-old dog that you love. And yeah. I'm there going, is there any other way out of this? Can't you just give her penicillin? No, there had to be an operation. Anyway, we went, we bit the bullet, we went, and the operation was done. I don't mean to downplay it. It was like I was nervous through the whole thing, and then unbelievable. It's like it's been the perfect situation where she's, you know, it's almost like nothing's happened. She was more lethargic before she had the op, and then afterwards, yeah, she was just great. And it's like, honestly, I was crying tears of joy that she'd survived this.
Well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, pardon the pun, roller coaster.
Roller coaster, yes.
You sold your house and bought a new one, and then Rosie got sick.
Oh, through that whole bloody, through that biblical rainstorm. And, Rosie got, I didn't know if she was going to make it or not. And,
did they say that might happen?
Yeah. They said there's risks. There's always risks. They'll say to humans, when you go under general anesthetic, there's always a risk that you're not going to wake up. But, she did. And, I'm here to, I'm cheering. I've got a bottle of champagne right in my hand right now. And what do you got in your hand? Have you got a light beer with some ice in it? No doubt.
not light, but I've got it's called a bright blonde ultra low carb lager.
Well, I've got a Jacob's Creek Chardonnay Pinot Noir. Oh wow! but it was very stressful. But now everything's cool. I can put the mic up next to Rosie's nose. Have a listen.
That's me. You're listening to...
No matter what you say...
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation...
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
We could do it on the, Saturday, the 31st of May, 2025. Rick and Rollo 33, would you believe? It's a fantastic number. We're going to go into that.
32.
Yeah. 33. Well, there are so many instances of 33. Now, where would you like to go? So Rosie has made it through. I mean, let's go to your week. Has anything exciting happened? Have you managed to get through to Sydney yet? You know, with all the all the biblical flooding. You know?
Let me just say this: I went through on Wednesday night in the dark, no problem, and did my normal in the winnies, Sydney.
Sydney.
Yep, had a normal week. And drove back last night, got home, fantastic time, listening to awesome music on that show. I have to ring these guys up, or this particular guy, Grant his name is, and Coastal FM, and I say, man, that was fantastic. And we have a bit of a yarn when I get home about 12:30 at night. While he's still on the air, he's always plays a long track. Anyway, I got home, and then this morning, my daughter come over, and a family, a kind of ex-family member, like an ex-mother-in-law, you'd call it, I guess, was having her 80th birthday in Old Bar. And so we drove to Old Bar this morning and had lunch with them and some extended, what do I call it? My ex's kind of half-brothers or half-sisters or whatever they are. Anyway, and they're really good. It was really good. But we drove through, and it was during the day, and I got to see the damage from Kupanuk, which is 15 minutes from my door, all the way to Taree. It is unbelievable, man. It's just all you can see is piles and piles of logs all piled up everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the stuff from the floods.
There's
all those big piles of paper. The bales of hay, how they put plastic around them. They floated everywhere. There's just random bales of hay up trees. Not bales, they're like a round a circular big thing of hay. Up trees, spread out as far as you can see, everyone's hay everywhere. It's just incredible. And so much piles of furniture and
carpet and everything outside on the road, outside houses. It's really bad.
What a nightmare.
And it's just full on. But
Those floodwaters, I know exactly. I saw exactly how high they got up. It's just, Tari's just, it's like, so, again, we haven't lost too many. Old Bar, are you talking about Old Bar in Tari, or is there an Old Bar up?
I went to Old Bar Tari. Old Bar
I know exactly where that is. Yeah, because my brother used to surf out there. That's where you hit Perthley, that Aboriginal settlement, and you go straight ahead from, takes you out to Old Bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Old Bar Club, but Old Bar wasn't hit by these floods at all. They were fine, but everywhere up to there, like Harrington, Wingham's fucked. What I'm talking about, their main bridge is gone, so there's no bridge, one of the main bridges there. So the infrastructure, so that's prime cow and milk and cattle country. So all these farms are just absolutely destroyed. So I'm already seeing, I just went to Coles before, and there's so many things you just are not on the shelves. You know, they'll have to import stuff now. So it'll all come from China or wherever they import stuff from. But the food bowl of Australia, mid-north coast, has been destroyed.
So, pretty
full on. So, yeah, apart from that, I've had an all right week, Rollo. Now, tell me, we forgot to mention, and it was very strange how coincidental, we were playing the Cheers theme about 3-4 weeks ago.
Where everybody knows your name.
And your husband wants to be a girl.
Your husband wants to be a girl.
Yeah. and George Wendt passed away last week or the week before.
Did he? I thought you were talking, was it J. Don Baker, George Wendt?
No, but Norm from the, Norm, here's not.
Oh, my God.
He passed away at age 76.
Let me just look at George Wendt.
And you shared, if you didn't know he died by coincidence, you shared that thing about the fake beer.
He died on the 20th of May, 2025. So that was just basically almost 2 weeks ago. Wow, George Wendt. That's right. And I shared that with you where he was drinking
fake beer.
It was beer, but it was so bloody horrible by the time.
When you're on a film or a TV production, they do not sell real alcohol the cast. So they were, and he said it was so disgusting that he learned this trick of feigning. So he basically, when he knew the camera was going on him, he'd just take the beer glass away from him, so it looked like he'd had a big mouthful.
Is Velo with us? Because it's a 2 minute clip of him telling that story. It's bloody hilarious. Hey Velo, are you there? Hello Velo, hello. Are you there? If you hear one of those laughs of the golden skid mark laugh, you'll know.
No, I don't think I know. There's all sorts of problems.
All right. Rest in peace, George Wendt. Yeah, so that was his biggest role. Now, I did look up J. Don Baker. I remember him sort of. He apparently, from what I read, he was in a. He became famous in a movie called Walking Tall.
Walking Tall, yeah.
Yeah,
apparently it's a really good film. 72.
Well, they remade it with The Rock, and that one's pretty good too.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a very interesting story about that film, right?
Okay.
And Joe Don Baker is a real solid, real man's man, proper Texas big guy, a real guy. He's not like a pretend. Like Brad Pitt, for instance, Joe Don Baker was as he was. And he said that they found out. So when they did this movie, Walking Tall, it got only released in these tiny cinemas. And then they found out that the movie company had deliberately done it because they wanted to run the movie as a loss. They didn't want to make any money out of this movie. So they deliberately put it in a really bad lot of cinemas. And then it started making money, and they went, "Oh, actually, we could something. Someone went and picked it up and put it on in one of the big, some of the biggest cinemas, and it made huge sums of money. And they decided to do a sequel. And then, so Joe Don Baker and the other guys said, if they wanted us to fail, fuck them, we're not going to go on the sequel. So they made two sequels to it. They had to get new actors because these guys said, we're not doing it because you were trying to make us look like idiots and make us our movie flop. But it's actually a very good movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Very violent movie, really good movie. The first original one. And now I've made it with The Rock, and they've made three of them as well.
Yeah, well, that's what they do these days. But that's, but I remember he was always a hard grizzled. He was never a leading man, was he? He was a sort of
he was a character actor, so you'd see him.
He had
I remember him in a show called Eyeshide. He played a big tough American. You know, it was like a TV show in the 70s. Great show. You know, kind of, but he also appeared in three James Bond movies, one as a villain and two as a repeat character. He probably played Felix Leitner, the CIA agent, in one of those ones that probably had Pierce Brosnan. He was possibly in two of them.
Yeah.
But he did three Bond movies. He also appeared in one of the great movies, one of my favorite movies, which I love, is Mars Attacks. And he played
With Jack Nicholson.
Jack Black played his son. Jack Black was his son. He was this gung-ho trailer trash. And his son was this military psycho, and that was young Jack Black.
I've never seen Mars Attacks, so I should.
You have got to watch Mars Attacks. It is awesome. I don't care what anyone says.
You're basically doing – so here we go. So he was So throughout the 70s and 80s, Baker found success playing both leading and supporting roles, including mafia hitman Charlie Varick, 1973, a brute force detective, Mitchell, in 1975, a legendary baseball player, The Natural, in The Natural.
With
Robert Redford, that's right.
Yeah. And then it says
a police chief in Chevy Chase's comedy, The Fletch or something. Mm.
Have you seen Fletch?
I think it's pretty funny because he plays dresses. Yeah.
Chevy Chase is in his role. He just plays a chronic liar journalist who just can change his identity faster than anything else.
That's it.
And he's so funny in it. Really good movie. And Joe Don Baker plays the bad I think his boss or a corrupt cop, yep. Something like that.
Mm. And then he plays a private investigator in Martin Scorsese's Cape Fear with De Niro and
The remake.
The remake of Cape Fear. That's right. I really enjoyed that, actually. I enjoyed the original
Bobby De Niro.
They brought
the two original stars back from the sequel, from the original movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Gregory
Peck. Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum, who played the original bad guy in the first movie.
He played De Niro's character. Really good movie. Nick Nolte played Gregory Peck's character, that's right.
And Juliette Lewis plays the slutty daughter.
That's it.
Very accurately. She does a good slut.
I remember when De Niro's in that movie theater with smoking that cigar and laughing. But that's a meme in to itself.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Where is it when he's like, is he underneath the car or underneath the bus or something? And then it's a houseboat going down a river, isn't it? That's Cape Fear.
Yep, I love that.
A great movie.
Good movie.
So J. Don Baker was in three James Bond films. He was the villain in The Living Daylights with Timothy Dalton, a CIA agent in Goldeneye, again with Pierce Brosnan. And
tomorrow never dies.
Yeah. How about that?
What an incredible career.
Well, let's raise our glass to Joe Don Baker.
Why not? One, two, three, go.
Passed away. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Died on May 7th at 89. Now, today we lost, or yesterday, we lost, let me go back. MASH's Loretta, no, the TV MASH. Loretta Swit, who played Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan. For which she won 2 Emmy Awards. Yes, she died at 87 yesterday in New York City, March 30th, 2025. So I never watched MASH. I did on your recommendation. I was more into
it. Oh, here we go. He's here. What an amazing soundtrack. Suicide is Painless. Thanks, Joel. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you,
John. I do believe when that show finished, it was the largest audience ever on watching a TV.
Big time. On TV, yeah. The original Hot Lips was played by Sally Kellerman, wasn't it? And
in the movie, yeah. But completely different cast. But get this one: you had Radar Rock and Klinger, a man who preempted the transgender agenda by many years, and guess.
I don't know if it was transgender. He just wanted to get out.
He was showing that you were mentally ill if you're dressing up as a woman because he was trying to get a Section 10 or whatever it was to get out of the army. He dressed up as a woman.
Yeah.
Now in the American military, dressing up as a woman will get you promoted to the general.
Yes.
There you go.
That's why us Australians call only in America. You know, you just go, oh, what's going on in America? You know,
people keep saying that, but it's going on in England.
Oh, he's on fire today.
He's on fire.
One of their highest military guys was a transgender, like one of their biggest generals was a man dressed as a woman. Like, we, back in the day, we just took it as a joke. Like, it was like, go to a party.
Who are you talking about?
You
were correct.
Guy.
Klinger was a transvestite, not a transgender.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But transgender is this modern religion of, you know, the TI plus that's been tacked on to LGB. That promotes the idea that if a boy plays with dollies, he's a woman, and if a girl likes G.I. Joe, well, you've got to try and make her a fake penis and cut her tits off. It's an absurd new religion pervading our society, unfortunately. And there's a few channels on YouTube that are getting great traction. I actually wanted to pipe up because it's a shame. I'm just hearing from Loretta Swit from you guys right now, but that's a shame. MASH is one of the, like, if I come across wise beyond my years, it's probably because I was like a teenager and loved MASH. Like, that's not normal for someone my age. I had all I wanted for Christmas was the DVDs, and I had all 11 seasons on DVD. And that was my, like, afternoon. Once I go home from school, I'd make some peanut butter toast and a cup of coffee and then sit and watch MASH, like, 3 or 4 episodes each day. And that was my whole thing.
Joel.
So I know all the lines. I know all the lines inside and out. If you put it in front of me and you say, what will Hawkeye say next? I could probably recite most of it, you know, by memory because I've seen it so many times.
My favorite character that used to pop up was the CIA, was Colonel Flagg.
Yes, right. Who was always a dum-dum.
I loved him. He was so funny. That was Edward Winter. Yeah. the 4077th, that's 4077, that was 18. So MASH is number nine. And you had 11 episodes. 9/11. There you go. 9/11. And so there, be told. We've already discussed this, actually, because Dave J grew up in that area of California.
I know he's talked about the place where it was filmed.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I love that kind of stuff, as you would know. But Joel, good to hear from you. I've heard terrible things about the Blue Mountains line getting shut down a couple of times during the week.
Mm, not terrible things. It's a planned maintenance.
Sorry. I'm talking about the media reportage. They're kind of trying to blame it all on the strike actions and things like that. It's horseshit. Just normal.
About twice a year, they do this. They do a standard thing. It recurs every time, two times a year, the same way. What they'll do is shut down the Mount Vic to Lithgow section for the work week. Then on the weekend, have a complete shutdown of all the way to Penrith. And then coming out of it, back to a minimal shutdown of Mount Vic to Lithgow. So Lithgow for a whole fortnight sees no trains to Mount Vic. But on the weekend in the middle, it's a complete shutdown. And they do that same pattern two times a year. So this is one of those days. I've just actually worked a shitload extra overtime the last fortnight. I've only had one day off. So we're all working really hard. But now we're on the Saturday, Sunday. Today, tomorrow, I'm technically at work, but I can't go to work because... if there's no trains to Sydney, what can I do? By the time you got to Sydney, you'd have to come back. So there's nothing I can't catch a bus to Sydney. There'd be nothing to do to get home in time. So it's a situation where technically I'm at work, but this is the one little treat we get twice a year is there's a weekend where, we're technically at work and being paid, but because it's a shutdown, we don't have to do anything. So.
Well, Joel, according to the news yesterday, they've sorted out the union issues and you're getting a 12% pay rise.
I haven't been paying attention. I have to check my email.
Yeah, you are. Well, you've just heard it here first. I'm telling you, 2GB yesterday reported that they think they've sorted out the problems and you get and back pay.
Rick and Roll.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
That's good to know. Things haven't been... there's this... Like, my budget's tight. I kind of... Like, try to save a certain amount for a future deposit on a house. And then I pay the rent, I pay the water, the electricity, all the different things. We got food bills, you know. And then at the end, I might have a little bit of extra to, like, buy a new little computer, like a new fiber card for my computer or something. There's like a little bit of treat play money. And that's just my particular thing is to spend money on that. But... Joel, I'm getting to my point. Just let me know.
How big a donation do you want? Are you looking for?
Rollo, don't joke about that. You've got to stick your hand in.
You've been published like without fail, nice and neatly with your artwork.
Exactly. Perfectly. Rollo.
But there was someone in the media going, like one of the politicians of the opposing parties or something going, oh, these trained people earn 200 grand a year. And we're all going, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, don't tell it's like completely destroys our cause. We're trying to fight for like just what's appropriate, you know? Yeah. And there's people in the media implying that we earn like $200,000 a year. I'm like, things are tight, you know, like I've still got a minimum expectation of what I need to save to like get ahead in life and have a house and stuff. And it's like, it's not easy. And the fact that they're putting out there now, like we're all spoiled. It's a joke. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they're doing the same with the building industry at the moment. There's a massive attack on the unions, a huge big one going on because they cannot, for what's planned, this giant infrastructure of knocking down everything and building up, built BBB and making this a smart city. They need no unions. They need to have foreign workers come over and start working for whatever.
Yeah, right.
So they have to take the unions out. So there's nothing but bad press about unions, rail unions and building unions right now on the media. Be told, guaranteed. And it's been going on for many years. It's just an attack because they want remote trains. They don't want anyone working on them apart from robots and
a bunch of foreign Indians controlling the trains. Great.
Years
ago it was all white people, but then we're going to go into such a dystopian future that we would only hope that it would be Indians that were actually local at least.
Yeah, well, at least they might be able to speak English. But yeah, no, it's full on. But yesterday's reportage I listened to on the radio was that they've gone ahead and said it's an over 3 year phase in of 12% plus back pay. So you might be in for a new bit of software equipment in the next.
I'll have to have a look, but I can't imagine that would be much. That would probably be around what inflation is. Over a larger period, maybe over the last 20 years, it would probably be
Well, the nurses, I know a nurse that, related to me, and I think they got $8,000 back pay when they got the same kind of award union thing that went, this is last year or the year before. She got $8,000, she hadn't been in the game for very long. So you could, you never know. They're talking about serious, that they've actually gone with the union's demands. So
it's always the way, though, with a Labor government. They always seem to get that kind of stuff over the line.
They will, yeah.
That's the ebb and flow of it, right? The peaks and troughs of constantly changing political parties. You go through periods of conservatism and
The Liberals, it's all tight budgets. The Liberals come in and pretend to be really bad guys. And the Labor people come in and they're also
funding more safety. There should be. I would expect to see more people on the stations, judging by what some of the senior management are saying, rather than these. Yeah. They've made these new fake positions where you're supposed to have a person board the train to keep an eye out and stuff. They're saying no, we want actual people back on the platforms doing the jobs like the old days. It's okay. So
the real thing, if someone gets their legs stuck and falls over on the tracks, there's no AI is going to come to help them. Sorry, it's going to be the conductor that's on the platform.
This has been the thing that people have misunderstood for so long, the implication that a driver can just drive a train looking at a few cameras and operate. It's insane. You need human eyes who can actually detect danger and problems,
Absolutely.
I've been hesitant to ever go to a driver position because I actually really like the charm of this job. For Americans, it'd be a conductor. It's the best job in the railways. You get paid the most for being in charge of the least shit. Nothing can be blamed on you. It's pretty sweet. Yes. So,
you're back in the game, man. Rick and Roller Saturday night with production from a Joel and he's here, be told.
Can we do one more RIP?
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay. I was unsure whether I should come in or not, because once Rollo knows I'm here, then it's every song under the earth gets requested.
No, I don't want to go down that road.
I should just shut up. I delayed some tech updates actually tonight. I've got a new 10 gig fiber optic switch I wanted to switch out. And then I thought, if I start doing it now, something will fuck up and then the guys will come on and want to talk and it won't be ready. The system won't be running.
I've already got problems with my mic. So
okay. I didn't hear that bit. I just joined 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought I'll just hold off, let you finish the show, then I'll swap out the equipment and check it all works so
good
I don't
man.
Fuck
good
everything
man.
Up. But there's always tech updates coming. There's lots of stuff I'm doing here. So
he's a pro. Well. Be told, 100%.
All right,
Rollo, RIP.
One more RIP, which I sent. I did send Velocet a little bit of audio. John Clegg is now Rick. You would know this show. It's called An Eight Half Hot Mum. He was the piano player. Dun, dun. Now,
he'd have to be the last member to demand standing.
Yeah, I think there's one more. There's one more that's the young Jewish guy and the young. Here we go.
The boys are here, the boys to entertain you. With music and laughter to help you on your way. To raising the rafters with a hey, hey, hey. The songs and sketches and jokes on the new. With us about, you won't feel blue. So meet the gang, cause the boys are here. The boys to entertain you. We are here to make you feel gay. So give us a cheer with a hey, hey, hey. Just gather around and put down your gun. With us about, there's plenty of fun, so meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
You horrible little man. You horrible little man.
You do Windsor Davies so well. Did you hear that sound like that ghost, the ghost of It Ain't Half Hot Mum? Because we've lost most of them. And look, that's a part of life. But losing John Clegg, the actual pianist, he was so funny because Windsor Davies mercilessly took the piss out of him. You remember? He goes, well, I'd like to say, because he went to university as a sergeant major.
You are a good man.
Yeah, you are.
You're all educated.
But he'd always sort of do a piss take. Oh, I'm, you know, and call him a poor fan.
Yeah, he was. They used to say, and they'd say, you bunch of buffs.
You do the voice, actually, when you do that deep. Remember that time I did acid and I thought I was Windsor Davies?
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. That would make the best movie, you on your balcony thinking that you actually were Windsor Davies for about 24 hours on acid.
That was
so funny.
Oh,
it's one of your funniest stories, Rollo. To me, that's one of the funniest ones.
So it's just blatant because he died on August the 2nd, 2024. He was 90 years old. So there we go. A big clap to John Clegg.
Oh,
and
I thought this was last year.
You know who's still with us? Who? Melvin Hayes. Melvin Hayes is still with us, you know, and another he played raving,
drag. A yeah, raving, a drag. Raving little poof.
And the other one. One of the officers is still with us. His name's Michael Knowles. So I'm just reading it here. So Michael Knowles and Melvin Hayes are still with us. All the rest of the crew are all gone. Gone, baby, gone.
No, it's the same with Dad's Army, Rollo. Dad's Army.
We've got any of them left.
No, none of them.
And by the way, we did lose. That reminds me. We lost the young Michael Spooner, the last one from It Ain't Half Hot Mum. Not It Ain't Half. Forgive me. No. The one with Mrs. Slocum, what's it called? They work in it.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
The we loved.
Are You Free?
Are You Free? It was called, what was that called?
I was going to say Open All Hours, but that was Ronnie Barker.
Not Open All Hours, but it was a show where that was set in Grace Brothers.
Are You Being Served?
Are You Being Served?
Exactly. How come we've forgotten this stuff? Rollo, we're getting old, man.
We're all getting old.
Rollo, we're getting old. It's bad. The guy that played
Mr. Spooner,
don't remember him.
He died just the other day. He was the one that replaced
Old Mr. Grace.
Mr. Lucas. Mr. Lu- so
oh,
Mr.
really?
Lu- yeah. So
how old
we
was lost. He when he died? How old was Mr. Lucas when he passed away? Because he was the younger man.
He had a stroke. I'm pretty good on this. I think he was. They're all in their mid 70s. And do you want me to look it up?
You don't need to. But
his name was.
But Mr. Well, Lucas and Miss Brahms. Mr. Lucas and Miss Brahms were the younger people.
She left. She left the building. Her name. She was
Wendy Richards. Wendy Richards.
No, Richard. Mm. Everyone said Richards.
Oh, it's like Keith Richards and Cliff Richard. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Cliff Richards. No, Cliff Richard and Keith Richards.
Who played Superman? Was it Christopher Reeve or Christopher Reeves?
Oh, that's interesting. That could be Mandela effect, Roller.
Yeah,
I'd
exactly.
say Christopher
Reeves. Who played Superman? Was it George Reeve or George Reeves?
Reeves, the first one.
Yes, that's right. And then Christopher Reeve, the second one.
Played the second one. Yeah. That's a bit weird. Don't you reckon that's a bit weird? You know, how that, but, you know,
they were
George
both.
Reeves was the first Superman.
And what do we put all over the place on Anzac Day? Reeves. What a conspiracy.
There you go. There you go.
Say again, fellow. I miss that. I miss the conspiracy.
What do we put all over the place on Anzac Day? Wreaths.
Oh, wreaths. I miss that,
This is next level conspiracy theory. Next level conspiracy theory, guaranteed. I'm into that too. Don't you worry about that one.
Oh, it's so good to have Velo here. Okay, so, all right, so that's all the rest in pieces done.
Are you sure?
So, well, so we've done Joe Don Baker, we've done Loretta Swit, John Clegg.
And what's his name from Cheers? Norm from Cheers. George Wendt.
Oh, no, George Wendt. That's right. Yeah.
George Wendt. So George Wendt, about 3 weeks ago, off the planet. George Wendt off the planet 3 weeks ago. I thought he was, you know, I get him mixed up sometimes with the other big actor from the Big Lebowski that's hilarious. What's his name? Who's still alive.
Oh, the Big Lebowski. That would be Jeff Bridges.
No, the psycho Vietnam vet plays that was also a character actor. The husband of what's the name of that? The fat conspiracy theorist
Gather.
Actress.
I'd say Jeff Bridges is the Big Lebowski. So,
but now no, but the guy in the movie.
Oh, John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yeah, I know.
Him and George Wendt remind me of each other.
Yeah, they look this exactly
big,
the same.
Big American. American. Yeah.
With those huge booming voices.
Voices.
Yeah. Mm.
But George Wendt looked really skinny last time I seen him. He didn't look anything like he used to look.
Did John Goodman still with him?
He's lost his weight too. That
Ozempic, whatever the thing was. All right. So Australia, you brought up on the Rick and Rollo Discord channel.
The woman that slept with 560 blokes. That one.
We're going to talk about her, are we?
Why not? Okay. The Australia's biggest slut. Australia's biggest, and that's an accomplishment. I'm going to have to say. That is an accomplishment.
Oh, we've been doing both, that one.
No, we haven't, have we? There was a bumps going on there. Okay. I can't tell because I'm.
Oh, I think that's valid.
It was just a slut joke. Lots of users joining.
I get it. Oh, so my God.
This is meta level sound bites coming in here. You've got to be really smart to get what he's referring to here.
No,
but you're right. So this woman, I forget her name, she's a porn star.
Hold on.
Last week, I think it might have been, slept with 560 blokes, was it? And she went to hospital with she was bleeding out of that particular organ in the body that you associate with sex. And she goes, oh, well, I'm not sure. Or whether it's my previous medical condition I've got, I forget, you know, it was one of those begins with E, you know, endometriitis or something or other. Or could it have been something to do with the 560 penises that she'd invited into her body?
Okay, and her name's Annie Knight, and she insisted
Annie Knight.
She didn't do it for the money. She'd be happy to repeat a headline because she had that much fun. So
I know
you got this off board panda.
I'm getting so much off board panda because it's actually I love this kind of crap. You know, just it's like the EGI. It's my EGI is looking at this kind of gossip, weird stuff. But she now that women have come out and gone absolutely berserk, and
it's baby.
So here it is, Board Panda, May 29th, 2025. She makes it harder for women to gain respect. Women slam adult star after
controversial
claim. So money or no money, adult star Annie Knight said she would happily go to bed with 583 men. 83. To repeat her headline, making challenge. I mean, like,
come on.
The 28-year-old star said she'd redo her conquest purely for the pleasure of it, but admitted the fat paycheck doesn't hurt.
Was she paid? She was paid?
I would imagine. Why would you do? Why would 383? She said it was fun and pleasure. I don't know.
Had to pay, but where did she recruit them from? Who were they? Where did they do it? And was it filmed?
No, here it goes. Annie was who's known to some Australia as, in quotes, Australia's most sexually active woman. revealed that she had made around 6 million Australian, approximately 3.8 million US, as an adult entertainment over the last 5 years. She said she used to work a regular job before that, 60,000.
Librarian? Was she a librarian?
Guess. Yeah.
Joke. But I'm joking, but it wouldn't surprise me. Who would come up with that kind of thing? But this is not the first. This is not the first time someone's done this type of. This has been going on since the '70s, and I remember reading these things and going. Okay,
so it says this. So it's
she broke
it
the record.
Took her firing to make the side hustle full time gig. Her bank balance began to. So her viral stunt this month involving 583 men. Cost her $10,000 to organize, and she's expecting to make the money back tenfold, which
$1 million.
And these men are all wearing pink bandanas. What the fuck?
I know. It's like, where do they buy them from? And who made 587 of them? You know what I mean? It's like, wow, far out. I mean, I'm bored in my life anyway, and I just go see stories like that, I go, well, that's interesting.
Instead, I love what I do, she told to TMZ before asserting that she would have another bedroom marathon even if it wasn't for the money. Oh, come on. Who doesn't do it for the money? Like, seriously, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the money. You know how much I'm getting from this? Being here with
not
you
a lot. Well, then you can send a personal check to truthmeets.com.
It's a different form of money. Even if I won the lottery, I would still do what I do because I love it. I'm passionate about it. I enjoy it. She said I would have done it again, and I'd do it again.
It's a bit like the host of the Rick and Rollo show. We do it for
Rick
free.
Rick and We're Rollo. Sluts.
No.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Out of the break?
Yeah, why not?
Saturday the 31st.
You said I'm coming out of the break. It's Saturday the 31st of May, 2025. Tomorrow will be the 1st of the June.
Rollo, the new fiber, the 10 gig fiber switch was $400. So send me that as a donation.
Yeah,
and
right,
then I'll put your picture up on the site in a crown. You can be on a crown on the site for a month.
Rollo, you've got to do it. $400. Just send, look, even 300, 400. Send it.
I've got a condition on the $400. Ready? You both are going to come to my new house.
I'm just glad it's not that I have to blow you. That's good.
You don't have to blow me. Nothing sexual. I know we're talking about this Annie Knight, lovely lady.
Next time I've got a few days off over my leave period, Sarah and I will come up on the train and see you and Rick if you both meet there. Yeah, absolutely. It's really easy.
It's really easy for me to do that as we've done it before and we've all done it before. Listen carefully,
both of you two. It's a stone's throw from Cardiff.
I know. That's what I mean. It's perfect for me because I can just jump on the train after I finish on.
So when you piss off these neighbours, where are you going to move to next?
I'm not pissing off these. I'm not pissing off these. How do I?
They're all white, are they?
No. Can you play that? Play that. Like the neighbour, the N-word neighbour. There we go.
Door to me's been sold to niggers. They claim to be wild Indians from the plains.
Yeah.
Your neighbors will be playing that song because if they
ran me off the what's it called? The reservation.
You got run out of the reservation. So, Rollo, what's the figurative, time zone between you moving out of Christie's and moving into the new place?
We settle in, I think, the 20... It's got to be before the new financial year, so, yeah. Yeah. It's not far away.
Next month it starts tomorrow.
Yeah. So, look, I really don't give a flying fuck. I'm just happy that that Rosie's alive and well, and you know,
minus her woman's bits.
Yeah, life. Yeah, she's never gonna have. She's never gonna have babies. I think this woman. What's her name again? I don't think she's gonna have babies either if she keeps carrying on the way she does. Annie Knight. She's quite pretty.
She's good looking. She's nothing frightening about her. Not like some of the other women that have attempted that record. That there's some really scary ones that did that.
What a segue. Nice, Rollo. Going from not having babies with Rosie back into Annie Knight. Genius.
Yeah. Well, I am. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. How's he doing this week, the old Don?
Actually, Rollo, is this working? Can you hear me?
Perfectly clear. I swear.
So I've had to fiddle around. So I'm now, because I've been having to hold my phone up and I can't turn on the speaker through Discord. So I'm having to listen to it really intently. So I've just plugged in some other headphones and fiddled around with the thing. So you can hear me?
Perfect.
Fantastic. Oh, that's good. So I'm sick of
holding it. 2, 1, 2, 2, 2. Yeah. It makes your arm sore. Yeah.
But I know, but you used to do this for many, many shows. I used to say, what microphone are you using? You sound fantastic. And you just stick your phone in front of you on the.
Exactly. Hold it up and just talk into the.
Thing. That's what I've been doing for the last. I've been doing that for the last 20 minutes.
I appreciate you doing that. There he is. We all missed what a voice.
If he's
missed the golden skid mark.
I feel that he should be on here regularly because he's that kind of guy.
Mm. All right. Before we get into some of the more serious subjects, I thought we'd go into something you brought up from New FM the other day. You said, Rollo, is this you? The cops chasing. Yes. Guy on New FM, and he piled this guy on a fence. So firstly, he was in a car that he had lost his license, so he was driving while
typical Newcastle mail.
And you wrote, "Is this you, Rollo? It's a Wall's End."
that's literally where you are.
Yeah,
or near.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm in the middle of Wall's End right now. You couldn't get any more middle of Wall's End, so you'd think it would be me. I said to you, I will never flee from those cowardly, uniform, rapist cunts that are the cops. I sent you a song. It's "All the Only Good Cop's a Dead Cop." And what did you write back to me? Why have you not got that tattoo right now? I thought it was a great response because, yeah, exactly. I should have that tattooed on my forehead.
Not your forehead, but, you know, on your arm. And every time you walk in to do your probation report, show them your tattoo.
I hate them with a passion. I hate them. The way that they talk down to me, and the way they just because I've got a badge and a gun means I'm the good guy. No, you're not.
They're council workers with guns. That's all they are.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I've always said that. I said these are council workers with a blue uniform and a handgun on the side or a Glock. Exactly. You know, that's all they are. And if you give someone a gun,
let's play that song.
Rollo, calm down.
What about the one where we go, help the police? That was
the old ladies, the knitters with attitude. Knitters with attitude. Joke. It was one of my jokes.
He turns the sound out. He said, fuck the police, help the police. But no, I hate the police force of New South Wales.
You got yourself into the whole thing. It wasn't like they came for you. You sat on that balcony playing that shitty fucking amp. I hope to God that was thrown out.
What about a few weeks back on Anzac Day where they walked in and said, "What are you doing?" And I go, "Minding my own fucking business. What are you doing, cunt?" Yeah. And then they suddenly went and they took her back. And then
and you got barred from two hotels.
Yeah, I did. I got barred from the Collier. I got barred from the Collier and the Lemon Grove that day.
It's so funny. So,
you wanted to know, so I'll tell you right now. The Collier was the one where they came in. And then the Lemon Grove was when I started burning my fucking the cigarettes on my arm.
You didn't tell me that.
I did that for bets. Well, it was Anzac Day. It was Anzac Day, and
this is really
yeah. Well, we were playing. We were playing two up, and then I ended up. What did I make from
cigarettes out on your arm?
I was putting cigarettes. Look, I've still got the scars on the back of my hand here. Yeah, because I was betting other people how long I could hold a cigarette on my hand more than another guy, and that's why I was banned.
Rollo,
you would have seen the blisters on the next day when I woke up on my arm. They're all huge blisters.
Rollo, you are incriminating yourself as being mentally ill of the highest magnitude now. But no one would be surprised to listen to Rick and Rollo show. No one would be surprised with this conversation.
I'm not mentally ill.
Yes, you are.
I can say I'm a thistle sifter. Yes. I have a thistle sifter, because I'm a thistle sifter. I'm a perfectly normal fella.
Well, anyway, one of those great grabs. All right. Fart podcast, 52 episodes out there. 52 episodes out there on truthmeets.com.
Yes, thank you. Hey, you did that very well, Rick. What's the old classic tongue twister?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. You got that right. She sells seashells.
Seashells.
But you gotta say that five times really quickly.
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. Sea. Yeah, there you go.
Can I do it?
Okay, it's very difficult.
I'm a thistle sifter. I sell a sieve of sifted thistles or a sieve of unsifted thistles. Because
but you do this on Three Balls of Vodka. Rodka.
No, I'm not Rodka.
That's your new name. Rodka.
Rodka. I don't have any Rodka. I don't have any Rodka. I will.
Rollo, you have done, and I know for a fact I've done at least 300 shows with you on fucking three bottles up of vodka and drugs, and you can do that off the top of your head, no problem whatsoever. There's obviously it doesn't work with you with the old I'm a thistle sifter. I've got a sieve of thistled unsifted thistles and a sieve's fizzles of bits of the other. That one.
That's lovely. Yes, I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter. And I learned that from a guy called Jeffrey. Thank you, Mello.
Do you remember that rap, Australian electronic band that did that song? And it's called, what's it called? And it's about tongue twisters, and they actually do all those tongue twisters in that song. What was that band called?
Oh,
we played on the Fart podcast. I'm guaranteed.
Did we? Oh, let's play it again.
Round, and it's
round and round. Is it round,
the Ragged Rascal? It's a rap Australian band that just what was it called?
Okay, let me look it up.
It was tongue twisters. This Australian electronic rap band tongue twisters song.
All right, we'll find it.
It's got every one of the ones that you do, and the singer does them off the top of his head, which is very clever, I have to say. Well, we have played it before, but I can't remember the name. They're great.
It's all good.
90s. It was a 90s electronic band, and it was Tongue Twisters, basically, is in the thing. And it should come up if you Google it or ask AI. And I have to say this. And to Joel, who's listening, I want the Be Told show and the Rick and Rollo show to actually have the word organic chat, no AI used,
even though I'm possibly going to have to cheat here if we want to find the name of the song. What was the name of the band? It was not The Art of Noise. It was the and that the lyrics are all really high-level tongue twisters, and that singer does them as part of the
There's a band called Leisure.
Shall I have a look?
Is it Triple J Unearthed?
Yeah, yeah, it'll be on Triple J. No, it'll be on Triple J Hottest 100, though, for sure. Australian band Tongue Twisters.
Okay.
Very cool. Really good.
Is it Diamond?
No. This is live radio.
Yeah, that's all good.
Australia. Was it a rap band? No, I'd say. Or you maybe rap song.
Rap. I don't mind
using.
Rap.
Well, they weren't a rap tongue twisters.
So, do you remember the, any part of the actual?
You find it.
I'll send it to Villa that second.
Tongue twisters.
While we talk about it, like that chop. Those cops chase. I read that story on
to FM.
I read the whole story. Yeah, why the guy who without a license in Wall's End got chased and then got out of his car and then impaled himself, and now he's got to go to Parramatta, so he's probably going to get either a free trip to Parramatta on Monday or today, I'd say, because they don't like to keep you in, what's it called? They don't want to keep you locked up more than they need to, because it's just a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find five little tongue twister lyrics. Here we go. It has to be on there. No, I'm trying to go through it, but not The Art of Noise, Mama Kin by Aerosmith. No. We Didn't mm-hmm. Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Come on. Apparently Billy Joel's got It's the End of the World as We Know It. There's no tongue twisters in that. Black Betty by Ram Jam. Subterranean Homesick Blues. No, I'm not going to find it. But it was on the Hobbitus 100 in the 90s, back in the days when there was really good music coming out on those were okay. Really good albums. It was
so what brought it up? So it was
you. No, we were doing you doing your
I'm a thistle sifter. Yeah,
I've got
right.
A sieve of unthistled sieves and a civil.
Well, that I got that. I got that from was.
Yeah, that one. King, that movie.
The King's Speech. Where who was actually? It was Jeffrey Rush. Teaching the fellow from Colin Firth.
Colin Firth,
who played King.
Why did all the women love Colin Firth? Because he was in some other role as a pirate.
It was Pride and Prejudice.
He was Mr.
Yeah,
Darcy.
He was. Yeah, that's right.
They all loved him.
And he's best looking. Elizabeth Early was the woman who was Elizabeth Bennet. It's like it's one of the best.
Hey,
product.
Roll on. Liz Hurley. Now we're speaking about gossip here. Liz Hurley is now going out with the father of the I would call one of the America's biggest sluts in music.
Okay,
you know the what's his name with the mullet that was. Had that huge hit that, here we go again, same problem's going to happen. Liz Hurley's going out with the most annoying song ever that came out, which is a few of them.
I'm
not playing it. No, it's a terrible song, but that American, the father of that actress that's going out with, I'm telling you, man, this age and drinking thing is not working. It's not working.
That's okay.
I can do it when I'm sober.
Elizabeth Hurley. Okay, so
latest boyfriend. Just look
at
it.
All right, so Elizabeth Hurley, latest boyfriend. Okay,
And you're going to see Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
That's who she's going out with. Yeah. And so she's going out with him, who's, sung that
annoying song. Don't break my heart. My achy breaky heart.
Please, God, don't let that turn up. But he could. You never know.
But why not? That's a great song. Yeah,
but anyway, it said that she's having a romantic weekend. Apparently, everyone's going on about her son.
You knew Bella was going to do it. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. And laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my aunts, go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor.
Or you can tell my lips, tell my fingertips. They won't be you want to go? Don't tell my aunts.
That's so funny. Yeah, so Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley are now a couple. And apparently, though, Elizabeth Hurley, who went out with that guy Bing, who went splat, who jumped out of the building, and her son Damien are like, they're always together. And all these gossip people, you know, if you look on Facebook, are going, she needs to untie the apron strings because this kid is always next to her and he's in his 20s now. And so she comes walking out of this hotel in London, Knightsbridge area, whatever, and Billy Ray Cyrus is behind her, but she's got her arms around her 20-something, you know, Damien, who was the son of that Bing, Steve Bing, who's committed suicide, allegedly, and really weird stories. And, you know, look, the good thing about social media now, you're never bored when you're in any position.
Do you remember when she was knocking around with Shane Warne?
Yes. She's slumming about so
Rig and roller.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Saturday, the 31st of May, 2025.
We're going out with Peter Gabriel. You're listening to Rick and Rollo on the 33rd edition of the show. Mm. Number 33. Fantastic.
Man.
What a production. What a fantastic. And his daughter
is Miley Cyrus.
That's what
remember,
I said.
From the
Americans, in America's biggest slut competition, and she caught first, I do believe.
I don't think she's a slut. She's just. She just
with everybody. She was going out with Thor, you know, Chris Hemsworth's brother. Liam Hemsworth. I think they were married. Oh, yeah. And she was living in Byron Bay and running around. Mm. And next thing you know, you'd see. So she, you know, she became.
Rick, you sound like you're jealous of all
yeah,
of
yeah,
the.
I am. You, I, okay. You do. Rollo, you do. I am. Complete, you do. Well, Rollo, honestly, my life now is extremely dumb. I was thinking the other day, I'll tell you something. I could do a whole show talking about working this one day on Baywatch and the things I saw and the people I met on that one. No, it was about a 3-day or 4-day shoot in Avalon.
That's right, when you were working with
I'll tell you who I was. Any girl listening to the show would be interested in this one.
Yeah,
and this guy was he was a manpower. Remember Australia's biggest strippers? They were huge, you know, manpower. They were male strippers. And one of the guys I was chatting away, you know, I was standing around on this fucking beach, freezing cold, and all the people, all the bikini chicks had to put the bikinis. I was literally watching chicks putting on the bikinis in this back area, having to feign uninterest, being uninterested in what I was watching. But they had guys and girls having to dress up. But it was a really cold day in Avalon. It was about, I think it was June. So you know what it's like outside now. Imagine having to pretend to be cold. Warm and happy. Really
my nipples, my nipples sticking are out like sideways. Diamond. Yeah, my nipples are like diamond.
They could poke your eyes out. And anyway, this guy, one of the guys, I ended up having a conversation with, he was an ex-Manpower stripper. So he'd been living in America. Trent, his name's Trent, right? And he was a plumber. And he was completely down to earth, not like, you know, normal guy. But we were chatting and, you know, he was kind of feigning about, he goes, I said, I'll see what were you guys on the gear, you know, because I was like, you know, I was into weight training and stuff like that. He goes, no, 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 and he was trying to deny everything. Well, he was on the beach and he has to take his shirt off and walk around, run around this little, not a mankini, but it may as well have been. And next thing you know, out of nowhere, that famous Jewish businessman, I'll say, Rene Rivkin, arrived because he actually had a role. I'm telling you, Roller, you have no idea how many interesting people were on that set over those few days. And Rene Rivkin, big bearded financial advisor.
I know he is. Right? Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah. He made a beeline for this guy. Like, and I was thinking, I've heard the rumors, but do you reckon it could, you know? Because get this, he used to hang out in King's Cross or Potts Point. I've been talking about that a couple of times on the Be Told shows, how interesting Potts Point is. Rene Rivkin had this crew of young guys used to hang around him. One of them was the son of Barry Crocker. The stepson of Barry Crocker, right? And he got arrested in Europe with 33, I want to say it again, it was fantastic that you brought up 33 episodes.
The great number. Yep.
33,000 ecstasy tablets. And he got busted and put in jail. And I forget his name, but he was one of the crew that was hanging around Rene Rivkin. And he had this crew. They were all like muscly, good-looking guys that he was always had surrounding him, and he was always throwing money towards them. And I was thinking, it looks a bit suspicious to me. Is he... You know, there's something going on. But the way that he zoomed up on this Trent guy on the beach, and he was just straight away chatting away, and like, I couldn't hear what they were talking about. But he was I'll just say this, he seemed to be attracted to this ex Manpower stripper, or maybe he was current Manpower stripper, I'm not sure. But when this guy got doing two stories at once, but when Crocker's
the A plot and the B plot. Yep, that's fine.
Yeah. So Barry Crocker's stepson, who was also one of the gang that Rene Rivkin used to hang out with at this Potts Point Cafe, he got done and jailed in Europe with 33, I'll say it again, 1,000 ecstasy tablets, or they were worth $33,000, whatever he had. And I remember thinking, you know, that name, that number, suspicious.
I'm just jealous.
He got out. You Google the story. Barry Crocker's stepson jailed in Europe. It'll be on there. But just have a look at the number of either the number of the pills or the. I think it was 33,000 pills.
Yeah.
Or $33,000. But there's something.
I'd give my left hit for like just five of them right now. Just maybe one. Just one. Look, Rene Rivkin, banned from life from stockbroking license following his serving his sentence. And Rivkin retired from business life during. Now, why didn't you play that in full last week?
We didn't want to.
That was the song I wanted. Oh, well, my wife
wanted. I'm telling you now, the Rick and Rollo show.
What was the song? Yeah.
The Rick and Rollo show is the ADD greatest show, because if you've got ADD.
I thought that was a particularly clever testicle cutoff reference.
It was. I agree. Now, Joel, you're a genius. I was going to say that again. You're a genius. Soundboard genius. Rene Rivkin became a disgraced stockbroker, and he started to get threatened with jail because I think they tied in this particular Barry Crocker's.
Well, it says here, it says during the interviews, he contemplated suicide and attempted suicide.
Get this one.
Who? Then he was thrown off the cliff at Pot.
No, that's another guy. They found him. They put a plastic bag over himself and tied a paper.
So Rene Ripken was found that he
committed suicide. I'm calling bullshit on that one. No one would deliberately do that with all the money that he had. He could have paid the best hitman to come around and put two bullets in the back of his head with a 44 solid. You know, right. No one kills himself with a bag over the head. It's like unheard of. He mysteriously died. Did he die? Or is he over on a private beach somewhere? He could be. But he was a threat to... Because after that guy got jailed, this is high-level conspiracy theory here that I'm talking about. When Barry Crocker's stepson, that's what he was, got jailed, he got released after about 2 years with a mega amount of drugs. I mean, it was like incredible, but someone had paid him. There was a big bribe paid, guaranteed. But he was on Baywatch. And if you watch the movie that they filmed here, Baywatch in Australia, he's actually in the film as a character. Who?
You going to come and join the party?
Are you trying to get pills off Rosie?
No, the wife's just having a little bit of fun. I was going to move this is a whole bunch of, I love the Sydney, the Rene Ripken and all that whole stuff.
Well, he committed suicide apparently about two years after this. Yeah. I met him. Yeah.
I remember the interview that Andrew Denton did with him, it was cringy and whatnot. He goes, and he says, smoking the cigar, going like, I'm the top, you know.
He surrounded himself with muscly, rugged types. Yeah. I'm just going to say they weren't effeminate. These were muscly, steroid, ecstasy, all that stuff was going. This is the 90s we're talking about.
Yeah.
Ecstasy was massive.
The 90s was the best time to be alive, yeah.
I think so.
Is Andrew Denton still with us? What's he up to these days?
He did Doug Mulray's eulogy, as what's his name said, the supermodel, Blue Steel.
Yeah.
That was funny. Have you been looking at, speaking of Blue Steel and all those actors, the Puff Diddy story is just taken out of media by storm.
He's seriously
in trouble.
Allegedly. No, he's not in trouble. It's like there are so many people that, you know, real, like people like Bono that have gone to his parties, like people that are real
top. Well, if you were a big star, you were going to get invited to one of his parties because that guy was the biggest producer, and
his parties were all about
allegedly
having intercourse with underage people. I'm talking kids, what we would call kids. I would even call 16, 17, 18-year-olds kids, and you're allowed to have sex with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, my
15, 14, 13-year-old, 12, 10-year-olds, you're not allowed to have sex with
them. No, but I don't think he was doing that. But have you ever seen Miley Cyrus and what's that Canadian singer that's even bigger? That's the one that the young guy that was hanging around Puff Diddy. You know, the very famous Canadian young guy. He's the one named.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Have you seen the image of, they superimpose Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber's heads together around the same age? It's the same person. It looks identical.
Yeah,
there's a there. Could be a there. Am I talking EGI? I'm not sure, but there's a there with that story. Oh, man, I'm telling you, if you're into conspiracies and media, you will never run out of stories to talk about, particularly on the Rick and Rollo show.
Absolutely.
But Miley Cyrus, I thought Miley Cyrus was good looking. up until the fact when she started turning into a super slut.
When she was on Black Mirror,
very good.
Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Good. Even Katy Perry, that crazed lunatic.
Katy Perry, I like her voice. I'm not sure about
Madonna.
Personally, Madonna, back in the day.
I swear to God, yep. Which one did you find non-attractive? I would say
I thought Madonna was too slutty and was blasphemous to me. Like she was always going on about
The only problem I had was when she put the cone boobs on in the early 90s, you know, that Vogue period.
Yeah, it was a good song, though.
When she made her hair up like Marilyn Monroe.
She wanted to be Marilyn Monroe, but she never had that look. But to be honest, some of her music, like, you know, when she started getting into the more electronic stuff, there's some really good stuff that she's
put out. My wife's Ray favorite song. Ray of Light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we have that? Song. Can we have a little Ray of Light for a toilet break? Where's Valentine still there? Could I have a bit of Ray of Light?
He might like to shut you up for a little bit so you can play Ray of Light. It's actually really just don't make it understand. Yeah, I've started boot scooting. And if you tell boot scooting my sunroof. He might blow up and kill this man. That's what you get, Rollo. If you ask for Madonna, you get Billy Ray Cyrus. Rollo? He's gone for a toilet break. Here we go. All right, I'm on mute.
Talking sober, I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight. Oh man, I've done so much coke tonight. Too much coke. Sort a few fucking lines of coke, for fuck's sake.
This isn't a drunk cast tonight, is it?
No. I would be well glad that Ab won't put any of this there. Is he circumcised? Looks like a dick going towards an arsehole to me. Open up to your bum. Oh, you need a good spanking. Got herself a universe gone clear.
Hey. Okay.
Next thing you know, you wake up naked with God knows in somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in? If I got kicked out and walked the streets, you know, I'd find someone, and you know what they would do? They'd give me some cocaine.
Hey!
Now I'm gonna play with my willy and think of you.
Rick and Roll. Hey, Rick.
The greatest producer, the greatest producer ever, ever, ever is on the planet right now.
Yeah.
This Chris, you're listening to Rick and Roll.
Rick and Roll.
33.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Oh,
you go.
Okay, yeah, so Saturday the 31st of 2025, Rick and Rollo, 33, the biggest number of the
best show we've ever done.
History with best show we've ever done.
Ever done. Yep.
And thank you, Joel, Madonna, Can You Feel? I love that song.
That's a really good song. That's a really, really good song. Yep.
One of the best.
My three X's ago.
Yes.
Remember her telling me, she goes,
Bella, oh, you're so funny.
You are.
She said to me, this is a really good song. And I was like, because I was like, a bit trying to be anti-modern music and everything. But I have to agree, she was 100% correct. That was a really, really good song. So Madonna.
I've always had a massive fascination for the Madge.
Have you seen Madge's Badge? And if you're going to watch Madge's Badge, you're going to have to watch the original Playboy shots.
I saw her one time, and my wife thinks she's a little bit slutty. Where she was on the piano one time, and she was doing her, showing her badge. She was doing badge on the top of a piano, and then up through the stage comes. It was a guy called a Vandam Style. It was like it was in 2007, 2008. Steve Belichick could play this song. It was
something. We just played a whole song. No, Rollo. We're not playing any more songs.
She was on the top of a piano.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she was.
And this Thailand guy who I'd never heard of.
We're not playing any more songs. Not at the moment.
Vandam Style, and everybody started dancing this new craze move.
Getting your vagina out?
No, it was some sort of crazy one-off type thing. And I never heard of it, but there you go. Was it 2008,
2009? Look, I'm talking about 96, 97 when that came out.
When Papa Don't Preach, I'm in.
No. That was 86, 87 when Papa Don't Preach came out. I'm talking about that.
Okay,
I'm talking about
okay.
So 96 was when Ray of Light came out. And to me, looking back at it, she was fantastic. She got married to Richie, what's his name, the, you know, the director.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He makes those awesome gangster movies. Yeah, that's it.
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she decided she wanted to be an English, so she got out of America, married Guy Ritchie. Yes. And she, you know, was a horse riding, she wanted to become British royalty, which is what she was hanging around with. And she was, like, you know, riding a horse and, you know, and having, she had a son. So Madge wanted to be Queen Victoria or Queen Elizabeth, basically, at that stage.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. But I remember reading that or seeing the photos from that book, Sex, that she put out in the, I think the late 80s or mid-80s.
Mick Malloy and the boys from the, what are they called? The
Late
the
Show.
The D-Generation.
Late Show.
D-Generation. Yeah.
Hey, now speaking of which, you see Magda Sabansky's now come out saying she's got an aggressive form of lymphoma, which is what they said would happen if you're 5G, you're sticking 5G phones and 5G in your face, you're going to get blood cancer.
Or she took the jab.
Yeah, well,
that's where we're moving.
Yep.
That's where we're moving on to right now.
100%, Rollo. Let's talk about COVID. Let's go into COVID 2.0.
All right. Okay. So in the Australia's newspapers, there's this guy called Professor Paul Griffin from the Mater of Queensland. And now he's saying if you do not take these
booster shots,
these booster shots and everything. This guy and we're trying to work out now. Is it the fact he's going to lose his what do you call it? Is he going to lose his tenure? He's a professor. He's not going to lose his tenure.
He's saying that in Queensland.
Yeah.
Queensland's down.
He said 250,000 people have taken the booster shots since.
Only 250 have taken it, 250,000. And I'm saying that's 250,000 too many.
Yeah, that's right.
250,000 too many.
2,449,999. He should have taken all of them.
I want him to personally take the rest of them. There's 750.
Yeah.
No, actually, you be more than that. You take the rest of them and just tell us how good it was. And do it in front of us so we can see. Can we see you after you've had your booster shots? Because I've told you why.
Exactly.
This poor guy that I speak to, you know, my new job down the road from my house. Mm-hmm. The president of the local community op shop said to me, he goes, I went and had the booster shot. He goes, I ended up for 6 weeks. You know, I was sick as a dog. And I said, look, don't do that again. Now, Rollo, I saved an old 90-year-old on Monday.
Mm.
I have to say this, positive story. She came out, she said to me, I was out there water blasting her where her clothesline is because she slipped over and broke her neck. The other day, and I saw in this, and she came out. She goes, I'm going on a cruise. She goes, my doctor said I need to go and get a booster shot. Do you think I should get one? Because I don't feel like I should. I said, listen. I said, no, you don't. You're not. I said, do not. I said, cancel the appointment. Tell your doctor. Yep. I didn't say tell your doctor go get fucked because that's what I wanted to say. But I was more demure. I said, you don't need it. I said, you have got more pill and more vitamins than me. And I said, I'm a mitochondriac, though I created that word, be told, guaranteed. And she said, was that me or someone disappearing? Oh, I love these bumpers that keep appearing. Am I still there?
No, you wouldn't.
I told her.
Do you remember the vitamin?
Yeah, I said, do not go and get the flu shot. I said, no, the flu shot. I said, take your vitamins. You've got garlic, you've got turmeric, you've got all the great, all the fresh lemons. Boost your own immune system. You do not need to go into a chemist and take that fucking shot. And I'm telling you, Rolla, I witnessed another two guys. Yes. I went
do
to,
it.
As a, do I went, it. I was yeah. in the they chemist the other day, and there was an old guy in there, and he was sitting there about to get his shot, and I felt like just going up to him and, do not, I said, this is going to be the end of you. Do yourself a favor. Walk out now. I didn't, I couldn't. You can't, I do well, my best.
Why do you think that got me arrested? What, they got me arrested?
Yeah, 100%, Roller. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we were activists back in the day. We actually got out. Nah. We went out and we did our, we went out into the public and we got an awful trouble. Don't tell my heart, my very brave heart. Just don't I'm dancing already. I'm actually, every time he plays that, I have to boot scoot. I'm
You see what he's saying? Don't break my heart. Because, yeah, like, our hearts are so hard that they can't be broken. Now let's go. This Dr. Sarah Brenner from the CDC said it's safe and effective when admitting on Instagram she never took it. Because she was worried it would she was pregnant.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick when you tell me these. And you're right. So she never took it, but she's telling you to take it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's rules for thee, but not for me. Yeah. Yep.
Rollo. We are living in la la land.
I would take an experimental jab back in the day. You know what it was? Thank you. That's...
Why is he not on the show? Why is he not on the show?
Oh,
I'm going to have to ring him up tomorrow.
He's virtually on the show. Yeah,
he may as well be.
Yeah. The golden
I'm telling him the greatest voice and laugh on air at the moment.
You know, he was a Disney type. He worked for Disney, didn't he?
He worked for Disney.
Yeah, he made that beautiful. What was it called again? The two towers with. I remember that. I still watch
Kennedy's
that.
Kennedy's head.
Yeah, in between.
When the plane goes and it's Kennedy. Now that's genius.
That was
genius level. Genius level art. So he's clever. We met him. We were on the balcony, Rick and Rollo and Joel and the Golden Skid Mark / Noise Level live.
Should I read this? Yeah. The Bravery Award that Rosie won.
Yes,
Al read this. He said, the vet that gives Rosie the dog that I can't read a certificate of bravery. I give my kids the 20s. Look, I can't read all this. Al, thank you. I just want a big thank you to Al. Because you know why? Because he thought that what you should do is make a certificate for the vet. This is what you do to certify to doctor. Yeah, exactly. And a lovely considerate vector and a lovely patient parents. Look,
Ron, are you drinking tonight? So I need to write this down as a warning. What beer are you having tonight? Well, you're on the wine now.
The vet that gave her the Rosie some painkillers.
Have you taken any of them? Are you giving them to Rosie? I took
quite a few of them, and
wouldn't surprise
me. Do you think it's affecting me?
Yes. I'll say that again. Yes. Now you sound like I just drink beer, and I cannot get to the level that you managed to get to with beer. How do you do this? Or are you on the wine, or are you on the
Let me read this. Cheers, Al. The wife left the certificate and went straight to the pool room. And only cost, yeah, because Rosie's,
that saved your life.
$2,200.
Yeah,
the
Rollo,
procedure.
I, Well, my cat had a nose cut off, you know, who's now, unfortunately.
How does she smell?
It's terrible. Yeah, funny. Great gag. But, yeah, I trusted the vet, and I said to him, because he said to me, look, we could use, you know, because I asked him about colloidal silver. I said, will that help? You know, she had cancer of the nose, and it was her nose turned black, and it was, you know, it was horrific. And she couldn't breathe properly, so they cut her nose off. She lived for another 6 months. So surgery does work with vets. Vets seem to know. I trust vets.
So I hope that we get more than another 6 months out of Rosie.
No, you're gonna get more than that. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Let's go.
So Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan charged with raping poor women. Yeah, what are we talking about here?
Toxic masculinity, Rollo. Mm. Toxic masculinity. So they're targeting Andrew Tate, who I'm telling you, Rollo, I'd never heard of before, but my children all knew who he was because they're onto YouTube and what's the other one?
Influencers.
He's a big influencer, massive influencer. And they were going, oh, he's, you know, the things he says is causing lots of problems. And I thought, oh, I should look into him. So his father was in the CIA. Now, there's a red flag of the highest magnitude. If you tell me, oh, my dad, what did you do for a job? I worked for the CIA. Now, that is a red flag. So he is a made-to-be person that in the future. He is aiming to be the Prime Minister of Britain or Great Britain. Him and his crew, and you've even got, what's his name? You know, we talk about him, the 6 million listeners, that you know, that long-headed guy who's on social media. That you know, you like him, the actor that's the English guy that's, and he's got 6 million plus. That was another red flag.
Oh,
to me.
I think he's, are you talking?
You know, what's his, the husband, ex-husband of that, we just talked about it before, the singer. He was married to her. All these guys are setting them.
Well, this local fella is going into Andrew Tate. His name's Isaac Butterfield. I don't know who the English. I don't know who's the English guy that you.
Yeah, the long-haired guy he's gone Christian all of a sudden, and he was married. Your friend.
Who's the English guy? Who's the English guy that Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
There you go.
So you got Russell Brand getting charged.
No, sorry, I didn't know that was that
again. Russell Brand charged with rape. The two brothers being charged with rape at the same time, and these are all guys that are supposedly your heroes and that are, you know, pro free speech and everything. So is it a? Are they part of a psychological operation? Yes, they are, guaranteed. The fact that Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate's father was in the CIA, to me, and they've got dual UK-USA passports, which means that they are tying up USA and UK with the same thing. Yeah. You know, I'm telling you, man,
here's our Senator Vello. This is our local Andrew Butterfield going at it.
Is he being positive or negative to Andrew Tate?
No, you have a listen to this.
Isaac Butterfield is a want-to-be Andrew Tate. That's what I would say.
I'm not sure about who he wants to be a want-to-be, but he certainly says he should be charged with rape. Here we go. We still got that boy here.
Andrew Tate has been charged with a horrific crime. Andrew Tate and his brother have been charged in the United Kingdom with something that rhymes with grape. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say that word because we don't want YouTube to hide this video, but this is a very serious accusation, and all it is at right now is allegations and accusations. But if you don't know who this dude is, you probably should. He has a massive audience. Influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate have been charged in Britain with rape and other crimes, prosecutors say. The Crown Prosecution Service on Wednesday said the European arrest warrant was issued for the two last year, and Romanian courts have issued an order to extradite the two to the UK. Tate faces charges including rape, actual bodily harm, human trafficking, and controlling prostitution for gain. Jeez. Now, there is apparently quite a bit of evidence against the two, and that's why the arrest warrants were laid last year. Romanian courts currently have the pair in front of them at the moment, and they will not be extradited to the UK until those matters are settled. All of these charges that Andrew Tate gets leveled against him, and I will say this, he hasn't gone to prison for any of these. So, I mean, he's been in prison, he's had jail time, but not for the crimes, just because he's just been arrested. He's never been found guilty in the courts, right? Otherwise, and if these were proven to be true, he would be in jail. These are horrific crimes. So is he innocent? I don't know. Is he guilty? I don't know. We don't know. But you have two camps. You have the camp that says he's guilty of everything. He's the reason that men end the lives of women. And you have the other camp defending him on every level. The truth probably lays somewhere in the middle. Him as the content creator, probably not that bad. Definitely not causing the demise of women across the world at the hands of men. But him as the person, ugh. Surely you can find a better fucking dude to listen to. Fuck me.
Yeah. I've met his father, Andrew Butterfield.
Andrew Butterfield is a wannabe social media type. Well, I say wannabe. He's got quite a large amount of audience, but nothing compared to the Tate brothers. Now, my kids knew exactly who Andrew Tate was. When I spoke to them, this is about 5 years ago or 4 years ago, and they were going, oh, about Andrew Tate. And I went, who is he?
Yeah.
But they knew exactly who he was because they all are on Instagram and TikTok and all those other things. So
that's what they're all doing. Let me get that right. Oh, Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Yep, you do it.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 33, on the 31st of May, 2025. And we've got Rollo in the background.
Yes,
Rick and Rollo. And Joel, the greatest producer ever existed on the planet.
Bellicet, you are so funny. Hey, look,
no, he's so clever.
I just want to make this clear. Isaac Butterfield is the guy that I
Have you met him?
No, I haven't. I met his father.
His father was a rugby league player.
Rugby league player in Newcastle. That's right. I've never met the influence. He's an influencer.
Isaac Butterfield. He's nothing compared to Russell Brand or the Tate brothers. The Tate brothers are up there with what's his name? Joe Rogan. Up there.
I'd say Joe Rogan is like the.
He's the biggest, on the history of the whole planet Earth, it would be Joe Rogan. Yep.
who could sit down with President Trump and have a decent conversation. And he would sit down like me and you. I reckon I could sit down
with
Donald Trump or Joe Rogan.
I'm telling you, the only person that I would say would be easily qualified to come on the Rick and Rollo show would be Donald Trump. He would easily come on here because he's so fast at his conversation and actually has conversation that, you know, without no problem. Boom.
Yeah, we'd allow him easily. Yeah.
If Donald Trump wants to come on here, because someone sent him
the highest regard for Donald Trump, and I have the highest regard for anyone who has the courage of their convictions and knows what they're fucking talking about.
Hey!
Yeah. And I think this... hey! The fake oldness. That's a fake oldness. I heard that. That was
you. Oh, was it you? I think it was you.
Oh, but that's me with the fake oldness.
He'll be listening. Yeah. I'll guarantee you now. He'll be listening in. He's not allowed to come on here, but he'll be listening in, guaranteed, possibly.
Who's not allowed to come on here?
Fakeologist. But he, now, I have to say this, I was listening back to, because I've been on about this.
I'll correct that. He is absolutely allowed to come on here. No one said he's not allowed to come on here.
No, he does. Doesn't he do?
If he wants to go around saying he can't come on here, that's his business. You only have to go to truthmeets.com. There's links. You can easily join again. We'd let you on.
Yep.
There's no barrier to entry whatsoever.
And the greatest, the greatest show ever, 33, number 33, Rick and Rollo show, guaranteed greatest show ever. After I've done a couple of other shows, and I've said to Frank a couple of times, I said, this is the greatest show we've ever done. I used to do that on the podcast, but I'm genuinely saying every show that we move on forward with is the greatest show we've ever done. It's moving forward, and having Joel in the background knocking out sound grabs like a pro, I'm telling you, this is next level yeah. stuff. And we're talking about stuff that's not politically correct sometimes. But I think Joe Rogan's shows are really good. As far as the Tate brothers go, the guy just rings alarm bells with me. Oh, I have to say that, Rollo. But yeah, he says some really, really interesting stuff, but they're very anti-female. And I keep telling people, if it's anti anybody, it's divide and conquer. They just want fights going on and arguments, and I can't be bothered. I don't want to be part of it. Imagine if me and you just sat there arguing all night. Yeah. It wouldn't make for good radio. No, it wouldn't. You want to have friends having a conversation and playing a bit of music and then a bit of, you know, back and forth.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
Let me just let go. The number 33, so it's Rick and Rollo.
33.
It's Saturday the 31st of
May.
2025.
31st of May.
Rick and Rollo, 33. So 33, how many solar panels on my new roof?
33, Rollo. 33. Okay. And this is Christy that gave me that information.
Exactly.
She knows.
How many bins are between my new house?
Number 9, 11. To me, when we did that last week, I said to Christy, this is a sign that.
And now, how many dicks are between my ass cheeks?
Let me read this. Okay, the number 33 is often associated with the spiritual and symbolic meaning of a numerology as the master number, representing the ending the creative and spiritual enlightenment. In biblical, 33 is linked to divine event, invention, and compelled.
It's going to be used as a sound grab in the future.
Jesus, age of death.
This is going to be
now,
useful. Sound grab
33
of the future.
Is seen as a powerful number. It embodies compassion, intuition, spiritual guidance, often linked to the concept of master teacher. To the key to the events of the Bible, including 30 Jesus' death at 33, David's reign 33, the various other accounts, the total 33. It's often divine fulfillment and completion. 33 can represent the Star of David, and you were Omega, the equivalent of Amen, the event, the blog post. It is almost the decimal and the binary. So there you go.
Fantastic, Rollo.
You're
a genius. You are the best. Rollo, you're the greatest co-host of the Rick and Rollo show ever.
Thank you. I love 33, and this is Rick and Rollo 33 on truthbeast.com. Yeah. So we're going to go out with
as long as it's not achy breaky heart.
Can I go with
achy breaky heart?
No, Shock the Monkey by
Don't tell my heart.
Every time I play
I'm band, swinging my hips left to right. That's the way you do the dance, right?
I'm actually doing that.
Ooh, look at these moves. Rollo, you have a go. Oh, look at him go. Oh, you can do it. Put your hands on your hips. That's it, yeah. And then go left, right. Yeah, okay, cool. He's doing it. Rollo's doing it. Yeah, the achy, breaky heart.
I am.
Oh my god. Don't let Chrissy see that. She's gonna be horny as fuck.
Every time that song comes on, I have to start.
Before we go to the after show, I would like to go Shock the Monkey by
Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, can we go out with that and then we go to the after show, will we?
Okay.
Can we do that?
You both agree on that?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
It's a great song. I don't know why Peter...
I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes it's in dispute that you both don't agree on what the outgoing song is.
No, I made a terrible mistake by playing... Last week, Rollo suggested a way better song. No, Shock the Monkey by Peter
Shock
Gabriel.
The Monkey. Yep, and then
I agree.
Then
you go to the after call. Okay, fair enough.
We'll do the after call.
Yeah, so you remember, once this show ends, you got to leave a little bit of silence so I can cut it.
So shut the fuck up, Roller.
And then you start the new show after that. Okay.
All right.
I think we all get it. Let's go.
Good
night.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.